Okay, we started yesterday, Besiat Dishmael, Hilchas Techumim, and we learned Simchin Sadivov, which enables us tonight to learn Sinch Sadi Zayin. And very much as a direct continuation to that, we'll be learning a little bit more about Halachos of Techumim. And today we're going to be learning Sif Aleph, which is going to teach us the following Halacha. Tin Shvisas Hayochid V'chelov Mahalech Alpaim Amo. So the law is as follows. Okay, we learned yesterday that everybody's got four amos. Yep. Everybody's got four amos, which is his own height, his own three amos plus. That's a person's domain. We learned, as an example, a person is allowed to carry, if your hat falls off on Shabbos, so your couple falls off, whatever, if it's within Dalet Amos, you can carry Dalet Amos. You can carry four amos, even on the M1, because Dalet Amos is considered your domain. It's your Shusiyochid. Furthermore, if a person is in a Tchum, is always allowing for four Amos, for a person to walk four Amos. Yes, we know we're not allowed to walk outside of a Tchum, but four Amos is always an area which is permitted. Now, what is a Tchum really? So, we'll learn tonight that Kol Odom Yeshloi Alpaim Amos Lechol Ruach. So, those of us who do maths and numeracy, which I don't, But it's the easiest way to really picture it is that you've got that, what's that called? Compass. When you like...
Compass.
You poke it in with a metal side and then it's got that...
Compass.
Okay. Okay, so imagine you do that, 2,000 amas. So where you are, yeah, you put that, that's the... What's that called, the metal bit?
Pin.
Okay, you pin where you are, and then you go 2,000 amas into every direction. That's besides the four. So you could go 2,000 amas lechol ruach into every direction. So imagine you end up in the Sahara Desert on Shabbos. So you can go 2,000 amas into each direction. Just imagine you'd poke in that pin where you start, and you go 2,000 amas into it. You could really go back. Of course you can go back. You can go in that whole
circumference.
You could walk that. These 2,000 amas aren't ever allowed to walk on Shabbos. You may not walk more than 2,000 amas on Shabbos, but you may walk within those 2,000 amas on Shabbos, plus the four amas, which is yours. That means that really literally, to be very literal, what you could really do is walk 2,000 amas plus four. So you can all together, now that manual skills do go that far, so that they will add up to 2,004 amas. That's how far you may go. You may not go even a little bit further than that. That's the 2,000. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means to me. Kol Adam Yishla Alpayim Am Lechol Ruach. You've got 2,000 amas into every direction. By the way, 2,000 amas is not a lot. And if you're talking about summer holidays, that will be an absolute relevant application of that. So you go and you end up in a flat in a house in Scotland, wherever you may be. So just keep in mind on Shabbos, you can only walk 2,004 amas from that place, assuming that there is no village around and there's no city enough, you know, you can only walk 2,000 amas. Right. Now, to be very precise, does it mean 2,000 amas exactly? You can only walk 2,000 amas? Or it doesn't really mean that. Because it means the whole area included in 2,000 amas. So if the roads are a bit like this, right? Or, you know what I mean? If it's not straight out to 2,000 amas, if it's a bit, yeah, you'll end up walking a bit more than... You'll physically walk more than 2,000 amas, but you can only go 2,004 amas away from your starting place.
What's enough to consider the intervening distance a kind of a village or a school?
We'll talk about that. That's going to be complicated halachas, which we're going to get to later. Yeah. Oh, so we learned 2,000 amas. Let's make a cheshbon. How much is an amma? According to Chaim Noah Chazanish. Yeah, 60 centimeter approximately. Approximately, yeah. Yes, so times 2,000. Yeah, so they say a little bit more, at 1.2. So approximately 1.2. Yeah, is that what he says as well? Phew. Yes. Okay, yeah, it's about 1.2. And so how far is that? Just to every now and then, if there would be no buildings around us, 1.2 kilometers from here, where is that? That's probably miles. That's
apex. Not even apex. Apex is about miles.
Yeah, not even apex. So from here to
from here to the bottom of Hartland Drive, including.
There you go. Is that approximately? It's really not so far. How long does it take you to get there? 10 minutes? 15 minutes? 10 minutes? Okay, so that's how far we're talking about. So again, if you end up on Shabbos, I was once, a good few years ago, went away Shabbos with my whole family, my my in-laws, with all the children and grandchildren. So I end up in a place out in the, Norwich, could that be? Yeah, no. So finally, it was like so, literally, just a house and a garden and the family. So you know, you hit the 2,000 numbers very, very quickly. You really hit it quickly. So especially when you know there's a parents-in-law nearby, so you want to go to the edge of the 2,000 numbers. But so it's really not so far. So that's how much you've got, 2,000 amas. Chutz ba'abad ma'abah moisa, beside you 4 amas. Hoi ma'amokim sheshavas boy, or from the place where you were on Shabbos. Okay. So now, Kodesh safe base. Kodesh alov ayoim. If, when Shabbos came in, you were in a big car, ve'en yedet chum Shabbos, you ended up in a field. It could be a valley, it could be a hill, it could be just in a field. Ve'en yedet chum Shabbos, and you do not know the Tchum Shabbos. Okay, ended up in Norwich. You don't exactly know where the Tchum Shabbos is. You didn't have time when I have Shabbos to try to figure out in Google Maps exactly where it is. Where's the 2,000 Amos? So you don't exactly know where it is. So, Malach Alpaim Psiois, Ben Neos. Now, I don't know what you think about that. Shem Tchum Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch suggests a very practical Eitzah. This is practical Eitzah. Okay, you walk 2,000 steps. You want to know how much 2,000 Amos is? It's 2,000 steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. When you get to 2,000, you stop here. Would that work? Is that 2,000 amas?
Depends on each person's step. You say amas is this really?
Yeah. Is your step approximately that long?
Not as much. It'll be about 3,000 steps.
3,000 steps? So he says, Beinonius, in between, middle, average ones, average steps, average step. So the Bialoch does say over here, the Uposhet, the Mu'odim Och, if you're a very particularly tall man, so watch out. She says, Beinonius, Shlo, Yosem Amad, watch out. If you're particularly tall, then you watch out that your steps are, make a bit smaller steps, because you're going to end up going over 2,000 Amas. Yeah, but that's a good eight, it's a practical eight. So if on Shabbos again, you end up in Timbuktu, and you want to know, you don't know where the Tchum ends, just go for 2,000 steps. Now, that's what Shulchan Aruch recommends. Siv Gimel. Kshem she'en odom rasha'a la'alech b'shabbos v'yom tovu l'alpayim am l'chol ruach. Shulchan Aruch starts a new topic, a new subtopic, and he says as follows, just like, kshem she'en odom rasha'a la'alech b'shabbos v'yom tovu l'alpayim am l'chol ruach, just like you, as a human being, as a person, as a yid, may only walk 2,000 amas into every direction. Okay. Kach, similarly also, Kalov, his kelim, his vessels, vevehemtoy, and his animals, ein yochel shum odom loilicham chutz l'alpaim amas shel baleim. Your items and your animals may also only walk 2,000 amas from where they were on Shabbos. So, you may not take my hat and walk out of 2,000 amas with my hat. You may not. So you're going to ask me, how could I anyway? I'm not allowed to walk 2,000 amas. The answer is, let me just finish Shulchan Aruch. Do not walk into a different direction. Even one step. In a place where its masters can walk. Okay, Mr. Berlin, imagine you would be 2,000 amas away from me. Okay, let's say just under 2,000 amas. Okay, this is my hat, okay? You may not come to my house on Shabbos and say, I love your hat. You mind if I take it? I say, okay, you go for it, yeah? You take it and you walk 2,000 amas. So far, so good. Because we're 2,000 amas. But can you also walk into a different direction? One second. We said 2,000 walk into any direction. So where can he walk still? In theory. Exactly. He could still, should he walk 2,000 amas into this direction? Now, he's allowed to. He can, but not with my hat. Why?
He's wearing it.
Nevertheless, there we go. Anything which was within my 2,000 amas when Shabbos came in may not trespass, may not go out of the 2,000 amas where Shabbos started. You may not take my hat, even if you are wearing it, more than 2,000 away.
Go in a different direction, you mean?
Yeah. So another example would be, you like my tie? Well, you have no choice now, right? You've got to say yes. Okay, so imagine you come and you say, can I just have it? Can I just wear it for Shabbos? Now, these are 2,000 amas away from here, yeah? But, take it, 2,000 amas is fine. But if you now go back from where you started with Shabbos was, when Shabbos came, you were over here, you've gotten walking all 2,000 amas in a different direction. There you may not take my tie, because my tie also got only 2,000 amas. Chiddush. Nothing to do with Eruv. Nothing to do with carrying on Shabbos. Nothing to do with Shittim of Oz, Erev Chatzeres. An item has got only 2,000 amas from when Shabbos came in. Every item. Very relevant for Tzolah members, I would say. Why? Well, how can it be relevant for Tzolah members?
They can't take other people's items with
them. Very good. Very good. Exactly. So leaving out Pekuach Nefesh questions. Okay, because often, obviously, it's Pekuach Nefesh. But leaving this out. In theory, if they take a kit, they take a Tzolah kit, they take it out of the Tchum. Let's say they go to a hospital, which is out of the Tchum. They go to Watford, which is out of the Tchum. They go to Bar Hospital, which is out of the Tchum. It is. So, in theory, where was the kit when Shabbos came in? In Edgware. They're driving it now for a Pekuach Nefesh case. They're going now out of the Tchum, which is 2,000 amas. More than 2,000 amas, out of the Tchum now. Now the kit is there. In theory, would there be a problem with the kit? There is. In practice, it's fine, because they need it. But if you wouldn't be a Pekuach Nefesh, that would be the Shaila. That means that if by mistake they kept a, a newspaper in there, or they kept a sefer in there, or they kept something in there which they may not, it's not Pekuach Nefesh related, they can't take it back, because it's not Pekuach Nefesh, and it's out of the Tchum. So they have to, that's a very real application of this particular halacha. Meaning? Yes, so that's a good question, which will be addressed as well. Excellent question. What if it's in that kind of place? This is correct. Okay, fine. So these are the very important halachas we touched on this evening, Rabbi Yisai. We start with Siman Shin Tzadi Zayin. We learned the halacha of every person's got three. It's got 2,000 amas into each direction. Besides what? 2,000 plus four amas. Why four? That's your shos. 2,000 amas. If Shabbos came in, what do you do? What's the practical etzah? You are in a place, you don't exactly know how long the 2,000 amas is. What do you recommend? 2,000 steps. And then we learned the additional halacha that everybody's got his kelim. His kelim also go as far as he can go. Every keli and animal also only go 2,000. So animal is another good example, by the way, animal. That means that if you got a horse, and the horse went out of the tchum, you may not take it back for various reasons. Part also, if you went into another field, don't take back the animal. Besides all the other shailas, which may be anyway, mukta or mechama or any other shailas, you can't take the animal back into the tchum because he's out of the tchum now. He may not be that far. So that would be another shaila. You cannot, an animal also cannot go out of the tchum. And let me just do Seif Dalet quickly. Somebody who gives an animal to his son, the son has got the same halachas than his father. So the son, if he's his son which is under the house of his father, he's got the same 2,000 amas than his father. So therefore, if you pass the animal to your child, he's got the same raglia, the same feet, the same distance than the father, 2,000 amas. Okay, fine. This is it for this evening.